This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever you are listening. So good to be with you. It is 8/27/2018. You are listening to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com. And there is no place else I'd rather be. It is so good, like I said a minute ago, it's worth repeating. It's so good to be with you. Today is a special broadcast. We had scheduled John Whitehead for this afternoon, or at 3 o'clock. We got him moved till tomorrow, so he's going to come on tomorrow at the top of the show. There's some things I want to talk to you about I thought were very important. Well, I don't think. I know are very important. I am not scared is the wrong word. Shaken. I feel an immediacy. I feel... It is not hyperbole for me to say, just like Alex Jones, just like, you know, all conservative talk, people who have opinions like they're expressed in the show, independent thought shows, health shows like this. It's not hyperbole to say we may not be on here tomorrow. You don't know. The war that is going on is becoming more and more open by the day. If you care to see it, if you have eyes to see it, it is there. I get emails a lot, and I understand this. I don't necessarily want to get involved in this. I am. People don't want to get involved in politics. They think politics doesn't have anything to do with their life. They like this show for the health reasons. They like health things. Dr. Tom Cohen. The book is Vaccines, Autoimmunity, and Changing Nature of Childhood Illness. He's going to come on in an hour. Very important, very good book. I think you're really going to enjoy this, talking about the totality of things that are going on with children, not just vaccines and what it is meaning. So the health part of the show is obviously a big part of the show. The reason that we talk about spiritual things, we talk about the Bible a lot, we talk about the foundation of this country, because one, you can't understand this country without understanding the spiritual nature. You also can't have a solution. We're all about solutions. We don't want to just complain about things or bring things to your attention. We want solutions. There is no solution without something greater than what we see in front of us, something greater than our five senses, you know, the physical man or the spiritual man, Esau or Jacob, symbolically in the Bible. That's why all these things are throughout the Bible, just interwoven throughout. That's why we go back to this. It's the same book that inspired our founding fathers. We're trying to reconnect to those things. That's why we talk about these things. Politics should never step on the realm of this religious, spiritual, individual ideas, concepts, whatever you want to believe, right? They should never step on. That's the beauty of the First Amendment. It should never step on. Politics should never step in that realm. They should just support it. But what we have seen is spiritual people, quote-unquote, religious people, they've been neutered. The spiritual power in America, which has supported this unseen, undetermined part of all of us that has been so beautifully cauterized and protected in the Declaration of Independence and declared about our unalienable rights coming from something higher than ourselves. If the government is going to get involved in it, then spiritual, quote, religious, quote, whatever you want to call it, they must speak out. They must fight and defend these things. They have to. If government is going to get in that realm, then that realm must speak out against government. Then it must get political. If that's politics, then religious leaders must get political. Must. Or what power, what value do they have? If they're going to let government run over us. I brought my uncle here today. He's going to be on, Kevin. Of course, he helped me co-wrote Forever 1776. And we've had so many requests for the book. I apologize that I haven't re-edited. There's a couple things I wanted to change. I'm going to scrap major edits on it. I'm just going to get it reprinted. So we're going to be able to this book you've asked for it, and I think it's an important tool, at least to get this kind of this ethic and this moral that's so lacking, to get people to be aware of it. It's an easy read, important, if I do say so myself, it's an important book. And my Uncle Kevin helped me to write it. Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thanks. Great to be back on the Power Hour.
Yes, we have some important things to talk about today.
Very important.
Yes, and I'm going to try my best. I brought him on, one, to keep me...
focused. he tends to wander.
Yeah, I tend to wander, as you know, to keep me focused and to interject. You know, we've discussed this before. We moved John Whitehead because of this, because of things we're going to talk about. On InfoWars yesterday, Alex Jones on his show, my uncle said he listened to it, said, Dan, you got to... I usually don't even listen to it, but he said, hey, you got to check this out. Alex breaks down a story from 2016 that him, InfoWars, Zero Hedge, I don't know if we touched on it or not. I don't even remember. If we didn't, we certainly should. We certainly touched on the John Warner Defense Act part of this. But in that, there's a part, which is the Countering Propaganda and Disinformation Act. It's one of the last things that Obama did, was to support that, fund that, and to basically to give the shadow government the ability to act outside of, what would you say, Constitution?
Yeah, law.
Outside of law.
Any law. Administrative law, constitutional law, any law.
To act on their own.
Right.
Act on themselves. Okay, act on themselves. They talk about foreign information war, you know, alluding, that's why all this Russia talk, Russia, that's a foreign actor about foreign. Now, what has been the result? A year later now, they're heavily funded. We have seen... corporate interests like Google, which is NSA. Everybody knows of William Binney. We've detailed this. This is so important, ladies and gentlemen. I went to the movies this past weekend, and you know, you've heard, Kev, about the big movie studios being bought by China.
Yeah, we went to go see that movie, and they had Chinese stars in it and Chinese writing at the bottom of the movie.
Chinese writing. We haven't seen this in major Hollywood movies. We have not seen this. Why did China buy up all these movie studios? Why? And it said the H brothers, you know, movies produced by H brothers, and that means, I can't even pronounce it right, but Huai brothers, and it's written in Chinese. And then it has little Chinese propaganda in it, and it's China Central. It had the Chinese flag in it, no American flag, anything. They're capturing your imagination. Put this together, you know, pause what I told you about foreign information war. Think about Apple going to China. Think about the other businesses going to China. And basically, you know, Kevin, China working with Apple.
Yeah, you have to give over your intellectual property when you go over there. You have to give it all up and become one. And then China's going to just do away with Apple that they don't know of. You know, Cook. He thinks he's going to be there over for a while. He'll be there 3 or 4 years, and then they're just going to
They'll abuse them. Discard them.
Yeah.
There is a conspiracy so thorough, so complete, that they have almost taken worldwide control of the power mechanisms in the world of government, the resource mechanisms, and destroyed our republic. You know, you think. And I get emails about how this doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, this is everything. This Countering Propaganda Disinformation Act talks about how it will focus on foreign information warfare. And I brought up China. I brought up what they're doing. Apple has all the keys to your bank on your iPhones, on your iPads. They basically have everything, control of everything. The internet's already been turned over. Foreign actors. Who did they go after first? Who did they shut down? Alex Jones is one of the big canaries in the coal mine. It wasn't a foreign actor, it was an American. But this idea, it's just like the Trading with the Enemies Act in the 30s, Roosevelt, the bankruptcy, when they confiscated the gold. We'll get back to that in a minute. Very important. The enemy, trading with the enemy. Who is the enemy? Who is foreign?
They made us, the American people, the enemy. Bingo. So that's why they can go after us.
Bingo. That's how they've turned this. Their goal, their stated goal. This is why I have, and I've also gotten emails about how I'm hard on the Democrats, and some of you, you know, maybe, you know, some of you who are socialists, whatever, are not listening. I don't know. I cannot be silent about this. If you don't want to listen, then don't listen. If you want to know what I really believe is very important, then listen. that Ocasio-Cortez, the head of the Democratic Party, said that she is the future. We've all seen the links between Media Matters, George Soros, the Countering Propaganda Disinformation Act, YouTube, Google, Twitter, not Twitter so much, but other social media platforms. They all seem to be merged, and all at some level, there's a secret meeting. We talked about that on the end of last week, this meeting, where they all met so they can go over the midterms coming up, the challenges ahead. Should they continue this meeting? Should they? They're basically all working together, merged with leaders in the Democratic Party, backed by China, supported by China, have the whole resource, power, everything of their intellectual stealing property, organ thieving cells over there. Yeah. To do this. This is why I've been so... I don't like the Republican Party. I detest the leadership of the Democratic Party. I don't like the... Believe me, they're not... We're not playing games here. Please get past this. I want to back this up so you understand different jurisdictions. We've talked about constitutional. We've talked about Declaration of Independence. We've talked about Bill of Rights and our standing in that jurisdiction and what that means. We've also talked about corporate United States, how they've meant to separate this. Now, we're about to come on a break. We're going to go back, not to the quite to the beginning of the country, but almost, and go forward so you can see. That's why I spent so much time about that Silent Sam statue, talking about, I don't even want to talk about slavery as an issue this. Of course, we're not for slavery, but basically, since that time, slavery had a color. It was obviously a black skin in America, and they were mistreated, of course. And they've took it, and now any skin color, they're trying to make a slave. Do you see that?
Yeah, we're all slaves.
We're all slaves. That's what needs to be known. You know, a quick question. Just you have to get past that. Please get past this. And as I go up, break this down, you'll be able to see this more clearly. A question. Which flag was the slave flag? The Confederate flag or the Stars and Stripes? Which one? Which one was the slave flag? Ask yourself. Well, it's a trick question. They both were. Okay? They both were. But the South took the brunt and took the blame of everything. And
because the winners write history.
Yes. You know, Lincoln was a civil rights leader. Give me a break. You know what? I don't even want to. That's all I'm going to say about slavery as it relates to the Civil War. But you're going to see how important this is as we go back. And I'm going over this. This is not for effect. This is not for hyperbole. I am shaken. I haven't lost faith, but I'm shaken. And you need to know this, and I hopefully that you can get this, and that you can see who you are, and that another way for you to look at this. So please stay tuned with us. We got Dr. Tom Cohen on the other side, and more information. We're going to go back, and we're going to explain what foreign means right now. ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Again, very good to be with you. I don't take for granted being here. Who knows how much longer we will be able to be here. The war is on. Whether you see it or not, whether you think it's important or not, the war for your hearts, your minds. That's why in the Bible God says, I am. And Satan says, I will ascend. You know, I am. Our imagination. What are we? Our consciousness. Our feeling of each other. Our speech and imagination. That's what, you know, that's why China bought all these movie studios. They're trying to capture this all. I'm going to go back and talk about jurisdictions. Because this is what we're dealing with. This. Got to go to my notes here. Countering Propaganda and Disinformation Act. One of the last things Obama did before Trump took office was to sign and give this teeth. And it talks about foreign information war. Foreign. What has it been used for? Well, it's been used to go after Alex Jones. It's been used to go after us, YouTube. All the censorship that you think, our YouTube channel being taken down. This foreign information warfare has been used against Americans. The two jurisdictions that are going on in this land, the Trading with the Enemies Act from the 30s under Roosevelt, they made the enemy you. This is what I'm will try to explain to you. And I know that this is not easy. I know it's complicated a little bit. It's hard for people to wrap their mind around. I'm going to explain it in a different way. You tried to tell Paul about this. What did he tell you?
Yeah, Paul's my son-in-law. And he said, you're crazy. You're crazy. If that was true, we would have learned it in school.
Ooh, yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, a few minutes. This is a short segment. Let's go back. The Foundation of America, of course, you know, we've talked about that ad nauseum. As America went on, a key point was Andrew Jackson. Not only the War of 1812, there's kind of a wink, wink, nod, nod. Some people think Britain was going to retreat back to where she came from, but in return, America was going to kind of let them have New Orleans. And that's the history kind of proves that out and says that was what Britain was going to get back, basically, is control of that port. Andrew Jackson had a different idea. the Battle of New Orleans. You ever heard of, you know, in 1814, we took, you know, that song? That's what that song is all about. Andrew Jackson is a hero. He did many things. On his deathbed, what did he say was the most important thing that he did, Kev?
I killed the banks.
We're lamenting about the Federal Reserve, about the central banks, about the all the little intricate tentacles that they've used to get over on us. It's hard to even understand them, how much influence they had. Well, they tried this in the early, mid-1800s. They were starting to get control of America, and Andrew Jackson almost single-handedly, I mean, obviously people helped him, but basically without him, this would not have happened. He killed the central banks. From the 1830s up until 1860 was the greatest explosion of prosperity in American history. If you're going to say, when I say explosion, I mean like everybody. You know, obviously there's poor always, but, you know, everybody.
Yeah, everybody. And he knew what the central banks were about. When the central banks made money, they everybody collected it and had fun and spent it. And when they lost money, they put it on the taxpayer. And he knew that from Thomas Jefferson.
So you saw the central banks being killed. The banks sprung up everywhere. Local banks, people got together, pooled money. They began the loan. Money was everywhere. Money was available. Capital was everywhere in America. As things went on, obviously the tension, the growing intrusion into our lives, the individuality. And Andrew Jackson was a Southerner from Tennessee. This is important. Religion, place, family, the South, the Old South, and what that meant. And this Thomas Jefferson was a Southerner. You know, these ideals, I'm not saying they're exclusively Southern, but they seem to last longer in the South in America than they did in the North for several reasons. That's another story.
A slower life.
Slower life is part of it, yes. No question. Slower life is definitely part of it, but there's other reasons, but whatever. It seemed to stay and stick more in the South than it did in the North. No question. Not seem to. It did. As the North, Lincoln just became the flashpoint, but as the federal government started to want to take control, as pressure on these central banks to get their teeth into America again began to take hold, they needed a flashpoint. They needed something to get us off our moorings to do it. The war, the Civil War, became that flashpoint. And whether, I don't care, again, I'm not talking about slavery. The South are the last people of any size to put their life, their honor, their sacred honor, their money, everything on the line to stop federal intrusion and to support constitutional principles. This is very, very, very key, and also helps you understand why social justice warriors have went out of their way to attack the Confederacy so vehemently. We got a break. This is a short segment. On the other side, what came on the other side of the Civil War? We're starting to see it. You're going to start to see a break, a chasm, and two things simultaneously were in operation and born in America. That's the key. We'll be right back.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Police in Jacksonville, Florida are still trying to figure out why an esports participant who lost during a Madden 19 gaming tournament would open fire on the crowd and kill two people and wound nine others. Today, the Jacksonville PD held a press conference and was asked where the gunman got the gun.
Based on the investigation at this point, he legally purchased the firearms from a licensed dealer and didn't violate any laws in doing this. He did buy the guns recently, and I don't have the exact timetable, but, John, 2 weeks?
It's fairly recently, within a month or so.
Rick Davis, Senator John McCain's former presidential campaign manager and family spokesman, read a farewell statement today from Senator McCain at a press conference in Phoenix, Arizona.
We believe always in the promise and greatness of America, because nothing is inevitable here. Americans never quit. We never surrender. We never hide from history. We make history.
This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tomorrow we're having Ron Sally, of course, Heal On, the Lamb Cream. Everything's on sale over the Power Mall, all those products. Very glad to have him on. Very good, you know, whether it's a scratch or some kind of skin irritation or whatever. I've used these things for just about anything to deal with the skin. Works fantastic. Everything, all his products on sale at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Also, my uncle and I's book, Kevin and my book, Forever 1776, we're going to reprint them. We're going to take pre-orders. We're going to have a special. I think this is a simple way of something you can do that you can buy these, you can read them yourself, you can get this ethic, you can get this idea, you can pass them to people to easy read, simple, hey, check this out, here's a gift for you, you know, something simple. I think it's important. We've had enough calls for them. I wasn't really going to even print them up, but you guys have asked for them. Sometimes I don't promote or talk about because I wrote it, you know, it feels kind of weird to talk about, hey, this is an important book. Hey, by the way, I wrote it. But it is, and I did, and my uncle and I did. So we're going to. So look for that tomorrow. You can buy in bulk. We're going to get them down real cheap, so you can just, please, just give these away, proliferate them. Getting back to our story. After the Civil War, the South was decimated. You've heard of carpetbaggers. You've seen the movie Gone with the Wind, probably. That's mild. Well, that happened. Starvation, deprivation, you know, everything. They raised the taxes in the area. They took the land from people. You know, it was the first time that America, that the Constitution, not the first time, but in large mass. You see what I'm saying? In large mass, where the Constitution was put aside. Where it was,
yeah, it's violated.
It's violated in large, large mass, and things had changed. There had been a new direction. Buckminster Fuller says, if you want to change a system, if you want to fight a system, you don't fight it. You create a competing system, and then you just slowly change, give more and more energy to this competing system. There is no way you can destroy and fight the Republic head on. You can't do it. You couldn't do it back then.
Especially back then.
Back then,
everybody knew about the Constitution,
right,
and the rights.
Right. Back then, you couldn't. Now we're getting on the precipice. We're getting on the precipice here. But they didn't do it by fighting it directly. They did it by creating a competing thing. The reason I bring this up, that why this is so crucial, Countering Propaganda and Disinformation Act, is says it's used for foreign information warfare. Foreign being the power hour, being me, this voice, you. Alex Jones, all the everything that's been unified and conglomerated to take everything from us. I'm shaken, honestly. I have no idea if we'll be on, or if we're going to be on in the future, how we're going to be on. What the war is on, ladies and gentlemen, and you don't, politics affects you or affects your life. You may not care about politics, but politics cares very much about you. And so we're explaining this. After the Civil War, 1871, key date. That was when the U.S. Corporation U.S., U.S., whatever, you can look up, a Delaware Corporation began. So at that point, you had the Constitutional Republic still moving forward, a little woozy from the Civil War, a little whatever. The people knocked off their moorings. And beside it, born right out of it, this corporate United States. Still, to the average person, hidden. The central bankers were working behind the scenes to do it. They began to get their hooks into America behind the scenes much more. But it was born. So these two things, boom, two different paths, definite paths were created in America. As they went, time went on. Of course, 1913 is a key date. Everybody knows the income tax and the Federal Reserve System. At that point, the birth of this conspiracy, the visible birth to the public, became apparent to anybody with any sense of anything that was going on in the country. These two parallel worlds, these two parallel jurisdictions, and I'm going to use something, I'm going to use the money to explain this so you understand, because I know people get confused. I understand it is confusing. It is overwhelming. It is all those things, but I'm just going to lay it out there.
And the U.S. corporations were only supposed to be for 20 miles of D.C. And that's where they had the jurisdiction. Nobody thought about it. Okay, we need jurisdiction for Washington, D.C. So as over time, it slowly moved out and went across the country and put everybody under their jurisdiction, not under constitutional jurisdiction.
The Supreme Court, very good. I'm glad you brought that up. The Supreme Court has ruled that the 16th Amendment, the supposed income tax amendment, did nothing. It gave the Congress no new taxation power. Well, you can go to Cracking the Code, Pete Hendrickson. Catherine, we haven't had him in a while. You want to look into that. That's a complicated situation. There was no new taxation power. So in 1913, also the Federal Reserve System. So right after that, just a little bit after that, so you can understand these competing jurisdictions going on at the same time. Look at the money. Right after, you could have a Federal Reserve note in your pocket. You could have a silver certificate in your pocket. You could have a silver dollar. You could have a $20 gold piece, $5 gold piece, $10 in your pocket, all at the same time, all operational.
All legal tender.
All legal, lawful tenure in certain way, you know, the unconstitutional money, they legalese the way to make it lawful to some people, to that jurisdiction.
Some people back then wouldn't take the federal notes. They'd only take gold or silver, and they were smart.
That's right. So the $20 gold piece, in the so that kept going on. See, you see, this system starts getting more and more power, becomes more and more obvious. In the 30s, Roosevelt made gold illegal for Americans and Trading with the Enemies Act. Who was the enemy?
We were.
We were.
That's why he had to make us the enemy so he could take the gold.
Right. He's taking the gold for the U.S. corporate government, for the Federal Reserve System, for the Federal Reserve Bank, confiscate the gold. Another merging, another sucking up. If you can imagine a small little, you know, alien movie, and this is slowly sucking the energy, you can see it. The energies get slowly getting funneled. America is none the wiser for it. It's okay, just going along with it. At the same time, it happened before, but in the 30s, in earnest, I mean in strong earnest, in the 30s, Charlotte Isherby, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, if you want to go, you can research all. She lays it all out. The Carnegie letters are the smoking gun, how they were going to take and put a communist-style education system to Pavlovian-trained America. I'm paraphrasing, but that's the documents are even worse. I mean, I was sanitizing it, what they said. So at the same time, those two things happened to be able to get us off our constitutional moorings. We don't even know. Then World War II happened, whatever. But let's go back to the 30s. Trading with the Enemies Act. Again, this is mirroring this Countering Propaganda Disinformation Act, foreign information warfare. Who is foreign? They're saying you're foreign. Conservative voices are foreign. Constitutional voices are foreign. That all these things are foreign to this U.S. corporation, to the government, to the state, to this conglomerate, which has sucked up all the goodness that Thomas Jefferson, George Washington could have ever dreamed, Samuel Adams, what have you. And now they've become this bloated succubus like the octopus wrapping their tentacles around our republic and choking us because of our ignorance and our apathy. So in the 30s, You could have a silver certificate. You could have a silver dollar. No longer could you have a $20 gold piece. Those were out of circulation. Okay, but you still had the silver dollar and the silver certificate. Also, Federal Reserve notes became much more prominent. So again, all these jurisdictions are going on at the same time.
Everybody's getting used to them.
Everybody's getting used to them. One is getting more power. And the other?
And yeah, one is dropping off by design.
You could still, foreign government, again, how ironic is this? A foreign government could still go to the Treasury and go turn in their dollars for gold.
Yeah, exactly. we couldn't.
We couldn't, though, up until 1971. So the silver dollars, they stopped making them in the 30s, but they still were in circulation. But the quarters and dimes, they still had silver in them until 1964. Silver certificates were no longer, I don't remember the year, but they're still in circulation. I'm not quite sure about that. But you could take a silver certificate, go to the bank, and they'd give you an ounce of silver.
That is correct.
No longer. Somewhere along that time, I'm not sure about the date, but you could no longer do that.
Well, that was how people had trust in our money, because you could take that note, that piece of paper, go to the bank and turn it into gold or silver.
Right. So then they kind of mirrored the Federal Reserve notes, then mirrored that, and they thought, oh, well, this is the same thing, backed by the full faith and credit. You know, it just, and then as the education system went, and just as time goes on, it just mirrored. It's just more and more off our constitutional moorings towards this corporate state, towards this behemoth that is the U.S. government, a U.S. citizen, whatever that means. You know, U.S. citizen. And so up in 1964 was the last year there was silver in our money. 1965, no silver in our money. 1971, no gold to be redeemed at the counter at the Treasury. See, you see how this changed from Civil War to 1971. They totally got rid of our constitutional money. The central bankers that Andrew Jackson had killed were alive and well in the United States. We're going to conclude this on the other side. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234.
That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Mr. Fuller, if you want to fight a system, you don't fight it. You create a competing system and then slowly give energy more and more to it. The dollar is the perfect example so you can understand this. Why am I bringing this up? The Countering Propaganda and Disinformation Act, where China is merging with our intelligence, which is merging with the deep state, the NSA, all this using YouTube, Google as fronts to take your speech, to take your imagination, to take our voices, to take the internet, and to control it all and to take it. I literally, this is not hyperbole, you know what I mean. This is not the exaggeration. I do not know if how much longer we'll be on or how the internet will even shape up. The war is here.
That's why I rescheduled our guest. Catherine rescheduled John Whitehead. Love having him on. We'll have him on tomorrow to talk about this so you understand this. So no matter what happens, you can get this. You can understand this ethic and habit. In 1913, a dollar was worth a dollar. A silver dollar was close to an ounce of silver. Gold was about an ounce, or $20 piece was about an ounce of gold. Okay, yesterday I held a $20 gold piece in my hand. It was slabbed, it was graded from the 1920s. Okay, that was after the Federal Reserve Act. That was after that was going on. There were Federal Reserve notes. There still was a $20 gold piece in circulation in America. The jurisdiction, constitutional jurisdiction, that was constitutional money. Follow the money. You can see what's going on politically, socially. Now, this is spiritual also. The churches must understand this, that the new power that has grown and that has taken away our money, the central banking system, which has created influence, they want to characterize you not as an endowed being by your creator, but as basically a cow, a servant, a servile to the state, a cog in the wheel. It's Luciferianism. Socialism, I've said it 100 times. Socialism is Luciferianism in disguise, where he takes your will, takes control, takes responsibility for you, and then he takes all the glory. That's spiritually. So then the government goes to do the same thing. They take responsibility, so they take all the power. We the people, the Constitution, the miracle that happened in the 1770s, they want to be long gone, and they have to kill. For this to happen, that is their goal. It's obvious. Does anybody listening doubt that that's what's going on? Because if you do, go back and listen. I don't turn it off and go start reading kindergarten books about this. Because that's what's going on. Wake up. And you denying this or thinking that this is important isn't going to make it go away. Using your will, using your energy. John F. Kennedy asked not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. I'm going to put it a different way, much simpler. What have you done this week? Not every day, but every week. What have you done this week to help the Republic of this country, the Constitutional Republic?
I called the White House and told Trump he better get firing Sessions and start arresting these people and do it now.
Yes.
That's my little thing that I can do. It's not hard. You just call them up and tell them what you want them to do.
Simple thing that you can do. There's a perfect example. There's a million other. Pick anything, ladies and gentlemen. What have you done this week for the Constitution? It is such a dire thing. We don't even recognize it usually in America because it's gone so incremental, so slow. Now, if you were to hand somebody a silver certificate, they'd be like, what the heck is this? I showed somebody my $20 gold piece. Oh, what is this? That's money. That's money. Do you see? Now go back to the courts. Go back. That's why Clive and Bundy, we had him on. Go back to Eric Parker with Bundy, the trial. You remember when we had them on? And they said the judge in the courts, how complete or near complete is this takeover and this killing of the Constitutional Republic and sucking all the energy out of it and using it towards this administrative corporate United States? In the courtroom, the judge told the defendants that if they were to mention the Bill of Rights, mention the Constitution, that they would be arrested and sit in jail for 30 days for contempt of court. The Administrative Process Act, I think it's 1946, you can go look up that, 1946, where they started to really take the courts over in the 40s. In the 60s, they took God out of school. Why is that important? Everybody said, give me a break. If you're going to start spouting that crap, just shut your freaking mouth. Because you don't know a darn thing. I'm trying not to cuss here. You know nothing about America. One of the first things Congress did was publish Bibles. You don't know anything about America.
And they were proud to do it.
And they were proud to print those Bibles. That's right.
They certainly were.
Do you know why they had to get God out of school? It's not about a religion over one whatever. You know why? Remember what my grandfather asked me? Danny, do you know what makes America different than every country in the world? I said, no. Because in America, our rights come from God, not man. And then he told, and man can't take them. The government can't take them. And then he told me, and they taught me that in school.
And I went to schools in the 50s, and they had taken that part out of it.
In the 60s, they took God out. They had to take, they had to pollute our children's and dement our children's minds so much that God was not connected to their life. Because if God is not connected to their life, then their rights don't come from God. And then the control, then it's just, let's talk about reason. You know, Lucifer is a god of reason. Let's reason. God said, I'll reason together you as a man. Lucifer wants to use reason, your senses, not spirituality. He wants to use your senses to reason you into a position. So if you take something supernatural, so the inherit, the what's inside you, if you take that away, and this connection to something greater, now you're in his realm. And who's your god? You see? And then who controls you? You see, the government does. So the government needs the power, and they need to take the responsibility. You see, it's Luciferianism. And they're going to control you. Does anybody think that that's not what's going on here? And that there's a war and a complete clash of this going on? And a complete destruction or attempted destruction of the greatest political miracle we have ever seen. Ever. 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 And how dare these little chicken-necked snowflakes want to tear down veteran statues saluting Confederate soldiers? Or they want to tear down the memory of Thomas Jefferson? I mean, Virginia, they should, when you enter a state, Virginia should say the birthplace of Thomas Jefferson. You know, that's what they should be known for. You know, that's what they should be proudest of. On the Mount Rushmore, they should have Andrew Jackson up there for killing the Banks. It's up to you.
And saving America.
And saving America, really igniting America. The Constitution only lives in our hearts and minds. You know, like, but we had Pastor Wright. That's why it's so important what Pastor Wright is doing. I cannot overstate Pastor Wright. The thing that made me happiest since I've ever been on this broadcast is to hear Pastor Wright talk about these declarations with the Bill of Rights and what have you. Because I understand and I know what's at stake here and what the power of that is. If we don't know the Bill of Rights, how will the Bill of Rights stand? You heard Joel Skousen when he was on last week. He said that the schools are at least half our problems. Is your children still at school? Are your grandchildren still going to government school? Not public school, government school. And then Bob Griswold's quote, you know, how can you send your children 14 years to Caesar and not expect to get back a Roman?
That's a great quote.
You see, they're teaching this new thing, this new system. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. You are foreign to this takeover. You are the foreign enemy. You are.
Call the White House and call your representative.
We'll be back on the other side. Dr. Tom Cohen, stay tuned.
Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com. Today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at usgoldcoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.